Welcome to the Data Protection and Privacy Podcast, hosted by David Clark. Thank you for joining us. David is the founder of one of the largest LinkedIn data protection groups, which now has over 21,000 members, and David has over 102,000 followers on Twitter. This podcast is about data protection and privacy technology, where David chats to leading-edge technology companies and thought leaders to discover whether technology can make our data protection work easier. Please subscribe and follow David on Twitter at @OneDavidClark.
Hi, this is David Clark. Welcome to the Data Protection and Privacy Podcast. And today I have Mihai Gita, co-founder of Cypher Solutions, with a really, really interesting privacy platform solution. Welcome, Mihai. Maybe you'd like to just give us a brief description of Cypher.
Hello, David. Thank you for the invitation, and I'm happy to be here today. So, brief description of what we do. Cypher is a virtual assistant that helps the privacy professionals create and maintain their privacy management program. It builds a clear picture of how the organization uses personal data, it looks for changes, and it simplifies works for everybody with data protection responsibilities.
So you mentioned virtual assistant. So does that mean that as a privacy professional, I've actually got less work to do because I've got assistants throughout the whole journey?
Yeah, actually, with the idea. So, you know, there is the saying that nobody wants a drill bit. What they want is the hole. And in the past 5 years, we met and spoke with a lot of privacy professionals. And we noticed that they are usually part of small teams and they have many things on their plate.
Yes.
So what is to happen is they spend a lot of time chasing people for information, updating documents, doing project management, and they are generally overwhelmed with a lot of basic tasks.
They've got the real work to do as well, kind of thing. Yeah. You know, keeping the business running with data protection.
Exactly. So if you give them better tools, of course they are welcome. But what they need is someone to use them so they have more time to focus on the bigger picture. And this is why and how we came up with the concept. We wanted our software platform to act like a virtual assistant for the privacy team.
Yeah, interesting.
Think of it, it's like a junior member of the team that you put in charge to collect and organize information. Always look for what's going on, for changes and problems, notify the privacy team if something happens, and keep track of what needs to be done and by whom.
So the platform really does the heavy lifting for somebody. So all those tasks that take absolutely ages, are pretty much sort of automated, aren't they?
The idea is to be able to split the workload and to allow other business people, colleagues, to help what you call the privacy data steward or privacy champion. This is the people from other departments who can provide you with information.
Yeah.
The platform allows you to ask them for information and to get it in a centralized way. So instead of chasing people and putting spreadsheets together or emails and things like that, you can get the information and focus on analyzing the information and making recommendation and not spend a lot of time on it.
That makes sense. And anyone listening, we're primarily focused on GDPR. Is that correct?
We're actually focusing on privacy management in general. And
okay.
I'll tell you why. We market the platform with GDPR mostly because it was built from scratch around GDPR in 2017 when it started.
Yeah.
But if you look at what privacy means, it's basically the same way everywhere in the world. So first of all, you need to know what the business is doing. I get an inventory of all the activities of the business. And then you have to check the security of the processing and the lawfulness. And on the security part is more or less the same. On the lawfulness, there might be specific actions that you need to do in UK versus Brazil versus US versus EU. Yeah. But the principles are the same. And since the platform is configurable, the high-level process is the same. Right now, we have the questions, let's say, for EU. It's very easy to add another thing that to customize the platform for a specific client. Then we actually do this for clients. So it's very easy to adapt it to other market.
Oh, that's nice. Because, you know, what I find, and I'm sure you see this as well, is that even quite small businesses, you're not just dealing with the UK or Europe, you're dealing everywhere in the world now. And every country's got some form of data protection or data privacy legislation.
Yes.
So AI, how did you start this? So you mentioned you started this about 5 years ago.
Yeah. So actually, I have been doing software for insurance companies and insurance brokers for quite some long time. I also worked for 8 years with some of the biggest insurance brokers in the world. And I'm familiar with this management. And if you probably know insurance companies, they are heavily regulated.
So yes, definitely.
For them required actually applying a lot of data protection requirements to develop.
It's massive, isn't it, in insurance companies?
I mean, they were more regulated, but they and banks were more regulated than other industries.
Yes,
before the GDPR.
Yeah.
And then my partner has been working as a CTO in a credit card company. They were processing online payments, which was already heavily regulated. They had to protect the credit card data, which is one of the most sensitive data. So he is very familiar with security. So when GDPR appeared, we realized that the stringent requirements of security and data protection that we were familiar with in a practical way would apply to most of the companies. So is we saw an opportunity, we started to meet with lawyers, with potential customers, and we started to see what people were doing to prepare for the regulation coming into force in 2018. And after a while, after I think about 6 months of speaking with a lot of people, we realized that one of the things that people were having on their mind was creating the GDPR register, the Article 40.
Yeah.
And what we started with. So we started with a better way to replace those endless spreadsheets.
Yes, yes.
With a tool to help them to document how the company was using personal data.
Yeah.
And this was the first step. Now, what is interesting is you would think in 2022, 5 years later, there are no more spreadsheets, but we still find a lot of companies are using spreadsheets to keep the register and to document clients in various ways. And this, I think, is maybe a pity, I would say, because in many cases, they put a lot of work into doing the spreadsheet with 10 departments and putting everything together. And what happens is the spreadsheet is so inaccurate and unusable that it ends up in a drawer. They have it like to kick off from
work. And nobody looks at it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's mandatory. Once a year, everybody has to work on it and get it up to date. But 2 months later, it's unusable. You cannot really use it for anything else. And what we try to do is use it, make the spreadsheet, replace the spreadsheet, take the information from there, ingest it into the platform and make it usable.
Yeah,
the record the processing activity becomes similar with what the company does, and then you can use it later to document security and lawfulness. Because
so it sort of flows down the whole journey.
Yeah, I mean, you don't waste time on it.
Yeah,
you invest time. It's like a foundation for compliance,
and you add to it, build on.
Yeah. Once you have it right, then it's a solid foundation to document compliance.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, I suppose going back to spreadsheets are used because they're easy to use, they're potentially easy, quick to develop. So what kind of skill would I need to use the Cypher platform? How much training would I need? What's the learning curve to be able to start working on it maybe in the next few days? What would I need to do?
So we're going a bit back to the concept of the digital assistant. So think of it
as
an assistant for the DPO, which is taking the basic tasks from you, which are not complicated, but take a lot of time for you to do them. And you want to give this task to someone else in the business. Normally, what we do is we break the information into smaller parts and we ask the right people for the right information. So you do not want to send a long questionnaire to the business calling for marketing, asking them about security of what they do, because they don't know.
They won't know it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we ask them, what do you do? What system do you do? And when you have a system, you ask the IT for security or consulting.
Ah, yeah, yeah. So you spread the load. Yeah.
Yeah.
Across
the
company.
It's important because if you want the virtual assistant to work, it means the other people have to be able to use the platform. Yes. So
yes.
Build the platform to be easy to use for the other people. And for us, easy to use means little to no training. So right now, we'll have about 1 hour of training.
Yeah.
But our goal is to remove the training program completely.
Yeah.
Because what we do is we put tooltips. So every time you have to do something, if you have a task in the platform, if it's for a business user, it will have a detail tooltip with examples, definitions, whatever you need to do, even telling you which buttons to click. So we try to make sure that when you give someone the business user to do, they don't have to do a lot of training. They can start working on it.
There's very little learning for them to do
and
no obstacles.
Yeah, especially since they do this not so often. I mean, the privacy.
It's not their day job. It's a random now and then job.
Yeah. And if you think when you have a lot of people in the company, having to take training to do something else than their job and having to spend a lot of time. I mean, if you have to spend more than 10, 15 minutes to do a task to the platform, which means something is not really well, because
okay,
we try to ask people for what's in their mind. So tell me what you know.
Yeah.
Not, don't go discover. If you don't know, then you need to ask.
That's fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Find the next person who might know. Yeah.
Exactly. So the training is right now for the business people, it's about 1 hour, but you can pretty much jump on the platform and it will tell you the best you have to completely give you full bits.
Oh, really? So you could actually just dive in potentially?
Yeah.
And do whatever's needed.
Yeah. So normally the person who dives in first is the DPO.
Yes, of course.
Consultant, of course. And what happens is the same thing applies to them. I mean, we also have a training for the privacy team, which is like 1 hour and a half to 2 hours long.
Yeah.
But this is mainly focused on showing them the built-in virtual assistant, which is basically a step-by-step project plan, which is also guiding them through the documenting everything related to compliance in the company, the privacy management, not the compliance.
Yeah.
Because it's a larger subject. So every time you go into the platform, as a DPO user or a high-level user, you see a recommended task, and then you go to the project plan and you decide, do I do this task? Do I give it to someone else? If you tell me,
right, yeah.
Make it so it can be done by anyone. And they see everything that has to be done in order, the recommended task, the toolkit, and they can start assigning things to people. And this is the way for you to say, you're doing this, I'm doing this. And when you get people to fill a task, you see progress. So you see, I'm missing something here. Who's in charge with this? I can ask for some more information or I can fill it.
Perfect. Perfect. And in terms of the training, how do you recommend that's done? Is that face-to-face or videos or a combination of both? And
we usually run one-to-one training online. I mean, before pandemic, we used to run rooms training.
Like Yeah, world's changed now. Yeah,
world changed. And you know, there is an advantage if people are taking the training online because they are on their computer and they can start clicking by themselves. If
it's
a rule, and they will check the link, but what you do,
about sure.
If it's on the screen, it's easier. So we see that it's better engagement this way.
Yeah, that makes sense. So it's probably faster as well, isn't it? Because online training always appears to kind of be much more dense and condensed anyway. Yeah.
And we can record it. And if someone missed the training, they can see the
great. So they can review the recording and see what they have to do.
Yeah, exactly. And there's one other thing. You remember the toolkits I told you about during the process? So you have the business people, they have a privacy champions are not going to see everything. They have something that you have to do something. When they go into sharing some information, by going through the tooltips, we actually do, let's say, a GDPR training or privacy training, because they will be familiar with concepts. When you ask them, okay, what are the activities that you do? What activity? What kind of data do you use? Will it play? What is personal data and how to recognize it? what system do you use? We are familiar then with the concept of a data processing system from GDPR. I mean, filing system as you call it over regulation. So basically, I do a lot of things. And they start to get a better understanding of what to look for because they have a high level view of the activities and then understand the points where we need to focus. So, okay, this is what I do. I need to pay attention. What kind of data I process? Where do I process it? Where does it go? Whose data it is? How do I collect it?
So
they get a visual of what they need to pay attention and they understand better. If you give them like a 20-page questionnaire,
it doesn't happen. It's too complicated.
So right now they have a visual thing. They can see what's important and where we need to focus.
That sounds really good. And if any of the users need any kind of support, can they get support?
Yeah, of course. We have normal ticketing support. We have mission on-demand training. We have recorded training. I mean, we provide the usual support. What we try to is to have no need for it.
Yeah. Even better. And I know we were talking earlier. This sounds like a platform that spreads the workload to the right people, lessens the workload for the data protection manager or officer. Have you got any idea of how much time this could potentially save a data protection professional when they're doing these complex jobs? Because I don't think there's such a thing as an easy company. All companies are incredibly complex when you look at personal data.
So from what I'm seeing, I think DPOs, which is mostly the people we are talking with, tend to spend, maybe more than 50% of their time chasing people for information, they're updating documentation and things like that. I don't have an exact figure, but I think you can save maybe half of this by having the platform asking for information on your behalf and showing you when you're missing something. And most importantly, if you have information in a spreadsheet, a very long spreadsheet, it doesn't tell you anything. You don't know if there's a problem. If you have it in Cypher, it will show you what you're where. So you know where to focus. You know what.
Excellent.
You don't need to look for things and
it will prompt you, and you'll know the weaker areas.
We have what is called project validation, which is actually looking for everything that might be missing, and also progress bars and things like that.
That sounds really, really, really kind of cool aspect to it, because it's so easy to forget things. There's so many moving parts in data protection. We were talking earlier, there's a lot of solutions out there. What would you say is special about Cypher?
I think we already touched one of the things that is special, and which is the most important, that it's easy to use.
Yeah.
And this is a key thing, as I was saying, to have the virtual assistant working as intended means you don't want the DPO to start doing a lot of training and interacting with colleagues just to use the platform. Now, the second thing is we are focusing on reusing the information. Many times, if you go for the linear things, from what I've seen, when you look at how projects are approached, they tend to be parallel tracks. So we're doing the register, we're doing the
program. Yeah, a lot of stuff has to be done simultaneously almost.
A lot of information is re-entered. So you have many people putting the same information multiple times. So what we did is we have the flow of everything that you need is broken into small parts. So you have list of companies, you have list of documents, types of data. And then information is connected. So when you're describing an activity or answering some things, you can reuse the information. So if you're telling about the security of this activity, you don't ask this information 10 times. It's this system is here.
And then
it document security and
it can all be linked. That sounds really great.
Yeah. So think about the DPIAs. Normally, these are considered special exercises. We do need to do a DPIA. In Cypher, every activity has an automated DPIA collected for it.
Yeah.
You don't need to put it like this, but you have everything behind it. Because when you look at an activity, you get the systems that are used, the security measures and control. Yeah. documentation, the policies and procedures, the information, everything that is related will be there.
All links up.
Pay for everything if you want.
Yeah, that sounds good. Can anyone use Cypher, or do you have a specific type of client or customer that you suggest?
I would say that the biggest value is for customers who have a lot of processing activities. I mean, if you are an SME, you can use Cypher. There's no big deal, but there's not so much added value if you only do a few things. But the larger the company, the more things they do,
the more
value it provides. Because when you have a larger team, this is where...
It's the more variables, and it's like exponential, isn't it? It's sort of different worlds within worlds of data.
It's much higher. There's much more to lose if you make a mistake. And speaking about this, there is also another thing that I want you to say about Cypher. We try to focus where it matters. So like we say, allow the DPO to focus where it matters. We also mean this in another way. So if you think about the Pareto law, the 20% of the things to do will help you to get 80% of the results. And this applies to compliance.
Yeah.
100% compliance, nobody gets it. I mean,
nobody does. Yeah.
You end out of business.
Yeah.
So what we need to do is to do the most effective things to get over a threshold where it's good enough.
That makes sense.
What Cypher helps you do to see, okay, you need to do the register properly so you know what's going on. You need to document security, you need contracts, you need benefits, you need DPIAs. You need to have a system to prove accountability, and we try to give you the simplest way to document this. I mean, if you put a lot of information, what we give you like the 20% that is the most important, and then you feel free to add a lot of other things on top. But if you got the basics right, then you're...
And then you can always build on those and add and improve all the time.
Yeah,
exactly. That makes sense.
And this makes it also cheaper because you don't buy a ton of modules that you never use.
Yeah.
And knowledge is always available. I mean, we specifically chose to put the most important features to help you document, organize, and not focus on specific questions for South America.
Yeah.
This can be added. If you say, I want this, there's a custom tool.
Sure.
Get questionnaires for whatever you want. And then you put your specific questionnaire, which is important for you. But to get the big framework, the big picture, and the see where.
Yeah. That sounds really neat. Right now, you seem to be focused on privacy management. Have you got any other plans for the future?
Yes. Actually, you remember I was telling you that privacy in UK, US,
yeah,
thing. What you do,
yeah,
security and lawfulness. The same thing applies for compliance, because compliance also means you need to know what to do.
Yep.
You need to know what rules have to apply for what to do, what do you need to respect, and then you need to have some controls in place, and you need to have audits.
Yep.
So, being a similar model, we're actually expanding into GRC, so the London Governance
Great.
Compliance, because the model we create is where we document what the business does, and then you document security and lawfulness. It's easy to be expanded to document other things that you need to do. So this is, let's say, the cartridge for GDPR with the
business.
This is the cartridge for real client, for ISO, for something else.
Of course.
You set activity, and you decide cartridge you want to apply to that activity, and then you put questions for that, and you put controls and audits in place.
Well, that sounds really good. We're getting near the end now. I just wondered, Mihai, what kind of tips have you got for businesses who are looking at doing a compliance journey? Where should they start? What can they do?
I think, of course, the first thing you need to do is to know where you are right now. I mean, doing an assessment is... basically, you need to know where you are now, where do you want to go, and how do you get there. So that's the first thing. And since you asked this question, we actually have a free tool on our website where you can go and answer some questions about how
to do
compliance. This is actually based, let's call it like a miniaturized version of the Cypher, showing you the key areas we're talking. And I wanted to say that this is completely anonymous, so you don't need to provide any email or contact to get the reporting.
And you can get a feel for where you are on the journey.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
We don't ask for any information. So we really want people to be able to look in the mirror and say, "Where? How are we doing?" Like get the benchmark and not think about who knows how am I doing, you know? So we don't ask
That's great. I will put the links in the text for on the podcast for this. And I suppose the kind of last bit is, before we finish up, is how can potential customers or anyone interested in the Cypher platform contact you? What's the best way?
So, of course, they can come to our website, cypher.eu, or they can visit our LinkedIn page. We are happy to talk either way.
That is really brilliant. Well, thank you so much, Mihai. I've learned a lot, and you make this look simple, and it's a very complex subject. That's absolutely fantastic. Really appreciate you being on the podcast, and we should chat again soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, David. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe.